Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is interesting to me. It really, really is.
Yeah.
I mean, is that what drives you? Is that what motivates you? Is that what we're doing here? We're driven by the idea of trying to get to the point where people can't argue with you about whether or not Steph Curry is either the greatest point guard of all time or if he's a Rushmore or a top five, or is that what's driving us here?
I don't know what you mean. Like,
what do you mean you don't know what I mean?
What do you mean you don't know what I mean? What do you mean? I think that you can have the discussion, the argument, sure.
Yeah. What is going on here?
I mean, I think that it's a couple of different arguments. Is he the greatest point guard of all time? Is he the greatest player of all time? Is he the greatest shooter of all time? These are all different arguments, and I don't think that you can... I personally would not have the argument of, yeah, he's the greatest player of all time.
Like, I guess, maybe this ends up in the same bucket as why I hate the Halls of Fame so much.
And you also hate rankings in general. I don't, lists.
I don't care who you like. I'll like who I like.
You can like whatever you
want. I've never enjoyed watching a basketball player more than I've enjoyed watching Steph Curry. Period. He wins. Argue with me. Do whatever you want. I don't care who you think is better. That's been my favorite experience, and nothing will ever change that.
But you don't think that he's the best player of all time. Maybe
no,
you do.
But who cares? Yeah, what if I do?
Well, you're wrong. that's what.
Great, let's eat.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, is that what's driving y'all? In order to get this fifth ring, you want to win a fight with somebody? You want to win an argument at the barbershop?
No, but I think that if he gets the fifth, now you can have the argument. And I made this analogy before.
You can now.
You sure you can?
Yeah.
You can argue anything.
Shaq's been doing it all year long.
About Steph being the greatest player of all time.
No, but saying like, yeah, we better start welcoming him to this conversation. Yes.
Well, I made the analogy before, and I'll pat myself on the back, pat, and say it's a great one, that if you painted a Last Supper portrait of all-time NBA players, he's in the painting. And there were 12.
How many people? 12?
12 apostles.
Okay.
And I think JC is right there in the middle, serving up brisket, as I recall. I can't confirm or deny. But you had the 12 apostles in there, and Steph would be in the painting.
Okay.
So,
and there aren't plenty who would disagree with you.
That he's not one of the 12 best of all time?
Of course.
Okay. Those people are wrong.
Yeah, great.
My opinion on the matter is right.
Okay.
I've done a deep dive. I got a clipboard full of handwritten notes that we can go to.
No, I'm more interested in this idea of like that shook me that Grandy over here, who's never seen the Niners win a Super Bowl, would seemingly rather the Warriors win one next year than the Niners.
That way Steph gets number 5.
Because, and then he could have some fight in the streets with Steph's legacy and what he means to you or me or the silly thing, the Rushmore.
I think it has more to do with just the deep appreciation for Steph himself, and that Steph deserves a fifth, and that because of everything that he's brought us,
okay,
that he deserves that fifth, and me seeing him accomplish that, something that so few players have ever done, would be extremely meaningful.
Okay, that's fair. And by the word deserves is always an interesting one. The word deserves is an interesting one.
Nobody deserves anything.
He deserves a fifth.
He deserves seven.
Yeah, he deserves 1,000. He's the best thing anybody's ever seen do anything. Honestly, in terms of experience, this is the way I look at it. You can argue this from any angle that you want. No one's ever done this at 6'2". No one's ever had everybody gather around 2 hours before the game to watch him fire balls from the stands. No one's ever done that before. Not to my knowledge. Has anyone ever done that before? So he's one of one already. It just depends on what your argument is.
Right.
Right.
And for me, I would rather not go through 12 years of what I've already experienced.
There you go.
I've been a Golden State Warrior fan since, I'll say 1980, just because I think true childhood fandom starts when you're about 12. Your son's a little bit different.
Yeah.
Your son is...
Dude, I remember the Super Bowl on my 7th birthday.
Right,
I remember
it. You probably weren't going to a lot of games. Maybe you were, but you could say 7 or 8. Whatever you want to make as the marker. I was 7 when Rick Barry won the title in 1975. And in 1975, you didn't have Comcast Sportsnet Bay Area to watch all 82 games. So you kind of only heard about it in the newspaper.
Yeah.
A little tougher to be a fan at 7 in the 70s than it is now. But if I put the marker there, I've been a Warrior fan for 50 years, and I've been through that 12-year stretch, and I don't want to do it again.
Thank you.
It was miserable. It was a great timeout. Click and roll at Warriors.com for the Kobe Bryant 5-game mini pack. Come see Kobe and the Lakers.
Dude, it's brutal.
What about my guys?
It's brutal.
And it's 12 years.
Yeah. Like I it's funny because again, everyone gets to answer this however the hell you want. And we're talking about it because it's on our Twitter page right now. And apparently over 75% of you at every table for four, there's only one person who will stand up and say, no, I do not want to trade 12 years of futility so that Steph can win one more next year. I think that's crazy. I think that is absolutely, positively bananas. The next 13 years of your life, you're going to get one run to a ring, and then you're going to get an absolute crap product that you don't even want to drive across town to go see for the next 12 years of your life. That's a terrible trade. That's worse than the Markkanen trade.
I think it's terrible when you already have four titles, and I just can't help but think about Sacramento.
Yes.
Who went 16 years between playoff appearances, only to get knocked out by the Warriors in 7. And let's just say that they had won a title, and they went 16 years without one. It might be a little bit more palatable for Sacramento because they've never gotten it. They've been to the finals, 0 times. Have they even been to the finals? So a franchise that's never tasted it, I understand it more, but
100%.
The greed of going for number 5, that doesn't make sense to me.
I'm with you. Like the Detroit Lions right now, they would do that. They would do that. Like anybody who's like, well, we've been sitting here actually for the last 25 years and it's futile already. So sure, we'll take 12 more if you could just squeeze in one ring. I totally get that. But again, and the concept that we're talking out here is based loosely on the idea of a Giannis or something like that. But it's interesting. I guess this goes back to where, and we end up here so often, the idea of process versus result. Are we that result oriented so that one more ring, a fifth ring for Steph Curry, and wrap that into something like you used the word almost, it felt like you were saying selfish, like like you're hoarding. You're hoarding rings, but you would trade for it over a decade of like not even having something fun to go do during basketball season. That is wild to me. It's not even close. It's not even a conversation. As you said, particularly because we've already experienced this with Steph. And part of me wants to reach out to every Steph fan in this Bay Area and tell you it's okay. It's cement. It's over. The legacy is done. You don't need to keep proving anything to anyone. You don't need to do that. I like the way, Grandy, you said it, where it's like it would be special to watch. I understand that. I get that side of it. But there's nothing more that bad that can happen. It's over. The legacy is done. The story is written.
Yeah, the dynasty's been cemented.
You can add to it, I guess, if you want, but it goes nowhere. Nowhere. He could play next year all the games and go 10-72, and the story doesn't change. He did it. He did it. The little man from Davidson became one of the greatest players who ever lived, the greatest small player who ever lived, probably greatest point guard who ever lived. But if your goal is to get everyone to agree with you, he can win 20 more. And you won't get everyone to agree with you.
Well, he can win two more.
There's still people in this town who think Joe Montana is better than Tom Brady. There's plenty of you.
Right.
So you're not going to get everyone on your side.
Well, if he gets to six and he, you know, he ties Mike, then, you know, he'll have a much louder voice. And, you know, like Shaq says, you know, you need to let him in the room. If he gets number five, well, now he forces himself into that room. And instead of just being one of the 12 apostles, in my Last Supper painting analogy, now you start talking about the Mount Rushmore of modern day NBA players. And apologies to Bill Russell and Cousy and all the fellas who, you know, won, I think, 9 out of 11 in an 8-team league when, you know, things were a lot different there. There was not the modern NBA. If he gets another one, yeah, people like Grandy who want to show that immense pride and be happy knowing that they got to see all of this up close and personal, it becomes definitely a badge of honor.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. This is the text I'm waiting for. This is great. I love this. I love this. Thank you. 206. That's Seattle, right? Isn't that Seattle?
Seattle.
206? Hey, Seattle. Willard, you're way off base. Steph is the reason you try to get one more. When Steph rides off into the sunset, you're probably not getting another chip for 13 years anyway. Go for all the marbles when you have the little man from Davidson, because when he's gone, there won't be more chips. All right. Like, this is three sentences, and it makes me want to say five different things. First of all, they are already going for it.
Yeah.
They just acquired Jimmy flipping Butler. So there's more than one way to quote unquote go for it. So there's that. But some of you have this mentality that is only based on championships. Do you notice the way that he or she wrote this to us? He said, when Steph is gone, you're probably not getting another championship for 13 years anyway. I didn't say you would. There's a lot of difference between you're not winning a championship and you're not going to the playoffs. There's a huge gap there. So, A, you're showing an unbelievable lack of faith in the Warriors ownership and executive staff. Like, you think that as soon as Steph retires, like, that's it. And there's nothing they can do for the rest of the decade. I don't think that way. Plus, I also want to see the Warriors just, you know, try. Be a six seed. Go to the playoffs.
Compete, yeah.
Get knocked out in the first round. Whatever. Win 47 games. Be an interesting team. Bring up some young players. Let's do the experience. Rather than let's shove everything out the door now to go for something for one more year and then be completely powerless when Steph walks out the door. I'm not saying it's going to go great when he walks out the door, but you're not powerless. You can make yourself powerless if you want. You could do that. You can send all your young players and all your picks and all your pick swaps out for a year of Giannis. You can do that if you want. I think that's how we started the show. Steve Kerr said that was a ridiculous idea.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. That is too expensive.
12 years is a long time. And I'm not only saying that as a guy in his 50s, but for any fan, and I remember this very well, when the Warriors made the playoffs in 1994 and got swept, it was Weber as a rookie, Luttrell in his second year, and Mullen and Hardaway toward the end of their run. Well, you end up trading Weber, Nelson leaves, and then you go 12 straight years, you don't make the playoffs, you had B.J. Armstrong and Donnell Marshall and Antoine Jameson, Eric Dampier, all these players who were your best player, and you just didn't win. And it was all the way until you got to We Believe. 12 years of no playoffs. So just be careful what you'd give away for a championship that you've already seen four times. And by the time that confetti gets swept up on Market Street, and it would be June 19th, 2026, all right, set your calendars. What's 365 times 12? Because that's how many days you're going to have to wait before you start another season. And you have to actually add four as well, because it'd be 3650 plus 730.
The leap years, yeah.
Plus four.
Oh, so 365.
It's about 4,300 days and
not
nights.
Five, not six, not seven.
4,380 before leap years.
Yeah. So. And go ahead and start ticking off those days before you start a year in which you're going to make the playoffs.
Like I said, I ain't waiting 5,000 days between playoff games or whatever. Right. I don't know what on earth.
We already have.
What are we thinking right now?
We did that already.
Like, when you know what? I wonder if anyone's experienced this. I'll never forget being on the radio in San Diego the day after the Chargers left. I'll never forget it. And a lot of us, we're on the radio the day after the A's left. And the same thing keeps coming up when people call in. It's the same thing. And there are usually people in tears. And the reason they're in tears is because you start thinking of the experiences you have with your family. And you'll be like, my mom used to bring me to games, or my dad used to bring me to games, and I want to bring my kids to games. And now I don't get to bring my kids to games. And so there's like a generational sort of activity that gets lost in the matrix. And it's gone. And you can't carry on that tradition. That's what happens when a sports team leaves town. Now, I understand this is not that serious because you're allowed to go watch a losing team. So you're able to still go do it. But it's not the same if everything is just kind of downtrodden and not going well and there's no vibe, no fun. You're going to have a hard time, for instance, getting kids to get excited about all of that. So to sort of trade in the idea, because again, that's where my mind goes. My mind goes to families. That you just brought up somewhere between 7, 8, 11, 12 years old. That's when somebody first falls in love with sport. So take that 7 or 8 year old and have them turn 7 or 8 the year after Steph Curry retires. And then go, all right, I'm going to start taking to Warrior games. Oh, Dad, this game's boring. Dad, there's nobody here to watch. Dad, I'm not really into this. Well, it's okay. They're going to be good when you graduate college. I mean, that's expensive. Also, that you can go to the barbershop and be like, no, Steph was better than your favorite player. I don't get it. That's wild to me. This is like the easiest question we've ever asked. And most people are answering it the opposite way.
I agree. And I just think that people are not looking at it from the real long-term view. And again, if it were a Sacramento Kings question, I get it, because they've gone a long time without even winning a playoff series, let alone winning a championship. And in Sacramento, they've never been to the finals. So if you gave Kings fan that same proposition right now, you know what? You're going to get Giannis and you're going to win a title next year, but it'll be 12 more years of usual Kings business after that. Kings fan would say, I'm buying season tickets and I'm buying them today.
100%. And I get
that. And I totally get it.
I get that. If you've never experienced it before, I totally get that. But Steph is going to be remembered forever. That's done. It's done. Drew Down in Tracy. Hey, always good to hear from you, Fred. What's up, Drew?
Hey, what's going on, Mark? What's up, Dan?
Drew Down.
Long time no talk, fellas. So, I wanted to chime in on the conversation. I think if you could guarantee you traded for Giannis, you gave up every asset, every pick for the next however many years, you guarantee Steph a fifth ring, I'm absolutely giving up the next 10 years of playoff contention, whatever it is. This team didn't win anything before Steph was here. You know, 2008 we were juiced about getting an A seed. They didn't sniff the conference finals for years. So I think to guarantee a fifth ring, I think that's a no-brainer. I mean, he's passing LeBron. He's tying Kobe, Magic, Duncan. You know, 10 years is going to be rough, but you got five rings from Steph. And more than likely, you're not going to win anything when Steph leaves anyway. So if you guarantee it, I think it's a no-brainer. And I think a comparison I would ask you guys, if you were a Giants fan, and after they won the third ring in 2014, if you said, we can guarantee you a fourth ring in 2015, but you'll have to give up the next 10 years and not make an NLCS, would you have said no back then? They haven't done anything for the last 10 years.
Well, see, so, I did, and Drew, that's where you lose me. And it's
12 years, Drew, not to nitpick.
And Drew, thanks. And again, this is the beauty of what we get to do for a living. Drew thinks it's a no-brainer one way. You and I think it's a no-brainer the other way.
Right.
I'm not giving you back the 107-win season for the Giants.
Nor do you get the 2016 season, right, when they went to the playoffs?
Dude, I have so many memories. So many memories that are all tucked into that. Certain games, certain experiences with family, with friends, professionally. Just truckloads of memories through there that don't go away just because the Dodgers beat him in the first round in, quite frankly, a fakakta setup that allowed two teams with such records to play one another in the first round. Like,
Don't get sidetracked.
No, I won't get sidetracked. I will not give that up. And I'm not going to let anybody flick that off as if it didn't exist, as if the Giants have been pointless for 10 years since 2014. Not true.
Yeah,
not true.
It speaks to your perspective on sports, which is you want to be interested and entertained. The process of being a fan for a team that's actually relevant and competitive to you is almost as fulfilling, if not more fulfilling, than what happens at the end.
No doubt. Like, I loved the chat that you and I had before the show, which we should reboot because we brought it up on the crossover. But, like, again, I'll take this and wear it. It's fine. I get called a homer 18 times a week on this show, and my rebuttal will now be the conversation that you and I had before the show. Go ahead and call us, the big three teams, right now in the Bay Area.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Who's on the hot seat?
It's hot.
No one.
Well, let me think.
And that tells me that sports in the Bay Area right now are healthy. These teams are being run by smart people. These teams are being run by ownership groups who are trying to win. They're being run by general managers who don't bat 1,000, but they make a lot of good moves. and they have more good years than bad. And a bad year for any of these teams right now doesn't actually look that bad.
It's 6-11. Like,
six and 11 was a wonky one.
But it's not 2-15.
And it's also like it happened less than 12 months after a Super Bowl appearance.
Like Chip Kelly's 2-14, that was a bad year.
Dude,
that was horrific.
Exactly. I'd do anything to avoid that. It's almost like my desire to not do that is stronger than my desire to see him win the championship.
The Warriors went 15-50 in that weird lockout year.
Ugh.
And Steph was hurt and Draymond got hurt, And Klay was already hurt. So that thing was a disaster and a forgotten year. But they ended up turning it into a championship a couple years later. So it's not like that was the beginning of a plummet. And the Giants' bad years have been, what, like 77 wins?
Yeah, they're like, we're 3 games below 500.
Like the worst under Farhan, did they ever lose? They didn't lose less than 70.
Oh, God, no. No.
Maybe 75. They might have been 73 one year. I'll look it up. You take a call.
Yeah, I don't even think it was that low. I feel like they went north of 75 every time.
Right, but that's the point of your hot seat talk where Buster is a part owner. I think he's safe.
Safe.
Bob Melvin is, safe. And unless this year completely goes into the tank, he'll be back next year.
I think he'll be back next year.
Steve Kerr can coach as long as he wants. Yep. And Mike Dunleavy, even though trades are hard, he's off to a pretty darn good start two. And Lynch and Shanahan, as much as people want to fire Shanahan, he's more likely to get extended than fired yet again.
There are no hot seats in this town.
Yeah.
None. You can make one up if you want. You can call a radio show or text it and say, fire Kerr. You can do that all you want. But the reality is there are no hot seats in this town. None.
People do make that phone call all the time.
And I'm into that. Like, that's what I love. That's what I love. I got kids that no matter what the season is right now, they want to go. They want to go. To the point where I'm like, yo, I'm not made of money. We can't just go get tickets to everything, but they want to go all the time. And to me, that is worth millions. Millions.
77 and 85 was the lowest.
That was their worst year.
That was the last Bochy year.
Okay. That was a tough one. I'm out of here.
It's really good.
What do you want to say?
For me, I said earlier that I think I might choose a fifth Warriors and Steph championship over the first Super Bowl of my lifetime, which is kind of crazy hearing me say it, but I think
crazy.
I might feel that way. I think part of it, and this might just be like my mind playing tricks on me because I have now 29 years of evidence that suggests that the Warriors only do anything meaningful when Steph is here and time is running out for Steph being here. Meanwhile, I've seen the 49ers make a run to the NFC championship game in the last 15 years with four different quarterbacks.
True.
So maybe in the back of my mind, I have a little bit more belief that the Niners, no matter who's there, are going to get stuff done. Meanwhile, the Warriors without Steph, I have zero evidence that suggests they're going to do anything other than be an 8 seed.
Understood. But again, like this ownership group, I'm not saying, I think they're going to be amazing when Steph retires. They've also never had a chance. We've never seen what they do without Steph. And I can promise you that they're better than the last owners. Wow.
No, there's no doubt.
I can promise you that.
And we've seen what the Niners have done without Shanahan and Lynch. And by bringing in Shanahan and Lynch, I think they were able to rectify the mistakes that they had been making.
It got a lot better. And this is also an interesting conversation coming from a town that made documentaries about an 8 seed that won one round. Can you not see that you don't have to win the ring to have something fun happen during a season? It's not just ring or bust.
Well, that was only a big deal because they were historically bad the 20 years before
that. Which sounds like you're all predicting is going to happen automatically in 2028 anyway. That's what it's, I mean, I don't think they're going to just snap fingers and be good without Steph. I don't think that. But this like, it doesn't matter, Mark, because as soon as Steph retires, we're sucked for the next 15 years. Why? Why does it have to be that
way?
Well,
it shouldn't be that way.
I have no idea what, like,
It shouldn't be 15 years.
No.
If you trade 4 first-round picks and Kuminga and Pods and Moody for Giannis, then, yeah, after 2 years, you're probably going to stink.
You're going to suck.
Giannis opts out, and he's gone, and you're left with probably nothing. Hi, this is Guy Santos.
I'd love to see him try to take over a game. His hair would be on fire. It'd be amazing. I don't think they'd win the game. But
they have a pretty strong...
Aaron, it's Keith Santos here. Hey, Dibs, you're a big stink.
I like their all headband five that they can put out there.
Oh, wait, who's that?
Buttered. Moses Moody.
Yep.
Jimmy Buckets.
My name is Buddy.
Yeah, it is.
Gee, and I think Pods is a headband guy.
And GP2?
Yep. I think he's team headband.
Yeah.
Well, he has a face shield so much, he's somebody's always
gotta,
breaking his nose.
Somebody's got to come off the bench.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.